It's time for the John Landecker Pick 'em Pool. Are Pick 'em Pool people here?
Not yet.
Not
still,
yet.
Still trying to see if Paul's on the way, but we're staying tuned on that.
Well, yeah. We're on a different night, and I wonder if... I know there were a few emails exchanged, and he acknowledged he would be free for tonight, although this is really not his job. He has a much, much more important job. So, do we have a phone number for him? By any chance?
Trying to see if I have anything other than the email, but still working on things.
Well, I suppose you could send him another email or... Interesting. Or I guess it would just be you and me. I mean,
I've got my picks ready. If you,
I'm ready for that.
Do you want to talk shop?
Well, sure, but I don't know if we should wait for him anymore or not. I mean, time. Time is of the essence.
We can get started, and if he joins in, we will.
Well, first of all, let's get started by you giving us the totals from last week.
Yeah, we talked about it briefly on yesterday's show,
but for those of you just
joining us, it was a very rough week for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Of the 14 games that we were able to pick from, each of us only won 5 of them. So I guess the only good news in that is that since we all tied, our overall standings did not change. So heading into this week, Paul and the producer's desk, the team of me and Jack, are tied for first place. And John, you are just one game back. So a lot to be played for. And we have another, I believe, 14 game slate.
Yeah. Okay.
Set for week 6.
Shall we get to it and hope that he pops in sometime?
Yeah, let's do it.
And if he doesn't pop in sometime, then he's got to send us his picks. I mean, an email or something, a text or something or other, so that we'll know where he will rank. I mean, you know, we just don't want to cut him out altogether, right?
Yeah, right. We won't disqualify him for anything.
No.
So if you're ready to start, we can kick things off with tomorrow night's matchup out in the Meadowlands.
Yes, I love the way you do that.
A divisional matchup between the 4-1 Philadelphia Eagles and the 1-4 New York Giants.
Listen to Eli. He works for the Big Ten Network. He's got that sports cadence, the sports delivery with the inflection and the use of the right words. Okay. As much as I love Cam Scataboo, and boy, I do love that guy, I will be taking the Philadelphia Eagles in this one.
I'm in agreement with you. I think they are going to be angry this week after having their first loss of the season last week, so a lot to prove on Thursday night. It might not be the most fun night for Scataboo and the Giants there.
Well, you know, Scataboo, it seems to me from my watching him so far this year.
Extensive research.
And the highlights that are played in between NFL games, it doesn't matter whether they win or lose. I mean, it does matter. But I mean, if you want to see Cam Scataboo, it really doesn't matter. Because
you're going to get the show no matter what.
I mean, he's going to run into people no matter what, and they're going to try to bring him down, and he's going to look like a bowling ball. And, you know, so, yeah, Eagles are going to win, I think. And Cam Scataboo is going to be Scatabooing. He's going to be doing a scat. Oh.
You just get a new word?
No. Halloween. Scataboo-boo.
Ooh.
Hey, I got a costume.
Don't let anybody steal that from you.
Oh, okay. So that's
first and goal with 30 seconds left.
Yeah.
Now Lawrence goes down, has to get up.
Yeah.
Breaks a tackle. Touchdown, Jacksonville.
Okay. Craziest.
It looks like we have Paul has joined us.
Paul?
Apologies. Paul? I was watching the end of the Cubs game. I was celebrating at the house.
Yeah, well, we
very understandable.
Understandable, of course, because you are... your life is sports, sports is your life. So
embarrassing to say, John, but that's really it. That no, I know that's barbecue.
Yeah.
And taking my daughter shopping.
Been there, done that.
That's right. By the way, John, I told you this before. I saw your daughter on Your Honor, and she's awesome.
Thank you very much.
I mean, really, I didn't know it was your daughter until I looked up the cast, and she's fantastic on that show. If you haven't seen the show Your Honor, I think everyone who listens to your show must know that your daughter's an actor. If not, she's fantastic on the show.
Okay, so here's a little funny story. We've been living in Chicago for decades, and it was Amy Landecker. Wait a minute. Are you related to John Landecker? Are you John Landecker's
right.
daughter? Yeah. Then it sort of switched to, hi, I'm John Landecker. And they go, wait, your name's John Landecker? Uh-huh. Are you Amy Landecker's father? I mean, it's it sort of turned itself. But then the ultimate was, oh gosh, who was on the air with me? Anyway, finished an interview with somebody and they and wrapped it up. And then a friend of theirs called them and asked, John Landecker, yeah, does he know Amy Landecker?
John, I'm telling you, that's how you know you've made it, when your kids are more famous than you. That means you made it.
Oh, that happened a long time ago. And the star is still on the... She's in a off-Broadway play in New York right now, which I'll give you details on if I can fly there and fly back this weekend.
Well, that's fantastic. Maybe we'll go to a play together sometime if you could save me a seat.
Sure. Okay. So, Eagles and Giants, who do you pick?
It'd be a shocker if the Giants won this. The Eagles have been shaky lately, but I can't pick against them. But I think the Eagles are going to cover the spread, but Eagles to win.
Okay. How about Cam Scataboo? What's he going to do?
You love him. He's been getting better every week. He's getting more carries every week. Really nice player.
I know he is. Okay. Eli, you're running the show. What happens next?
We will take things to the Sunday slate and start over in London. We have another international game to kick off Sunday, where the Denver Broncos taking on the still winless New York Jets. And John, we'll start with you.
Well, then I believe, and I don't think going overseas is going to help the Jets, I'll take the Broncos.
Yeah, I can't imagine there's a country in the world that the Jets would play well in. I mean, if we shopped them to every country, maybe there's a country like Indonesia. Maybe they know how to play offense. The Broncos are really good. The Broncos are 3-2, but I think they're better than 3-2. I'm really falling for this Bronco team. Really good defense, and Bo Nix is getting better.
Yes. And Eli?
I don't know why. I don't have a full reason, but I'm just picking the Jets again. I picked them last week.
Wow.
Just doubling down. Call me crazy, but I think that's the only way you can make moves in the standings after we all tied last week at 5 wins apiece. So just trying to make something happen to shake things up in the standings might be a little bit with that pick. But we'll carry on with Sunday and move it to an interesting matchup where the 3-2 Rams visit the 1-4 Ravens. Paul, we'll start with you.
I'm going to go Rams. A little shaky lately, but the Ravens defense is bad and not getting better.
Yeah, the Ravens are bad. I'm going Rams. We got to take a good your pick, Elon. Then we got to take a break.
I'm going with the Rams as well. It's a sweep for LA.
We'll be back right after this on 720 WGN. Second portion of the John Landecker pick your nose. Pick him pool. There we go.
We will pick back up on Sunday, where the Dallas Cowboys at 2-2-1 take on the Carolina Panthers. Paul, over to you.
I'm going to go with the Panthers. They've been spotty, but they're kind of lovable. I'm going to go Panthers.
You saw the fall down, I get up and score a touchdown, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go Panthers, too.
I'm going with the Cowboys on this one. They just are playing some sneaky good football on offense right now. I think that's going to carry against the Panthers team. And moving over to our next game on Sunday, the Arizona Cardinals pay a visit to the 4-1 Colts, who just continue to play great football. John, over to you.
I'll take the Colts. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Colts. The Cardinals are embarrassing. I mean, they're way worse than their record. They frustrate me.
That loss last week was an interesting one.
Hard to lose.
And then a team that's been sneaky good, the Jacksonville Jaguars, are hosting the Seattle Seahawks, who are also coming off a tough loss last week. Paul, over to you.
Oh, man, this might be my toughest one of the week because the Jaguars are 4-1, but I don't know if they're that good. I'm going to go Seahawks. They need to get back on track at 3-2.
I think I'm going the other way. I'm going Jacksonville.
All right, buddy.
Yeah.
I am finding it hard to believe in the Jaguars, but that being said, I picked them for this one. Not as much of a reason I have. Same as my Jets pick from earlier. Just got that gut feeling that maybe they do something here. But keeping it in the AFC, we have the LA Chargers going out to the East Coast to play the Miami Dolphins. And John, we'll start with you.
Chargers taking LA.
Yeah, I'm going Chargers. They had a tough couple weeks. They got to get back on track. I think they're unleash the hounds on the Dolphins.
We're all picking LA on that one. An AFC North showdown is the Cleveland Browns, who just traded away one of their quarterbacks, taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Paul,
they traded away one of their quarterbacks, all right.
Yeah, the Browns in training camp had six quarterbacks. Now they're down to two active. One, Deshaun Watson on the bench, far deep on the bench. The fewer quarterbacks they get, the better they get a little bit, I guess. But Steelers are in good shape. Steelers are going to win this division.
Oh, I'm with the Steelers all the way on this.
It is a sweep for Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah.
And now New England versus New Orleans, the Patriots with Drake May taking on the Saints, who are just got the first win.
It's the battle of the news.
Yes.
Yes. I'm going Patriots.
Yeah, I'm going Patriots. They're hitting their stride. Drake May, their quarterback, really playing well.
We're all in agreement again with the Pats.
Look at this. Look at this. Next one.
We have two struggling football teams, the Tennessee Titans, who just got their first win. Maybe the tides are changing versus Las Vegas Raiders, who are also at 1-4.
Well,
John, you'll start.
You know, OB said on Hamp and OB that, I get paraphrasing, but that the Raiders were one of the worst pro football teams he's ever seen.
He did say that, yes.
He did say that. So I'm going with Tennessee, I guess.
Yeah, I would rather sit in a quiet room reading a book, John, as I told you before, than watch this game. That said, when two terrible teams play each other, it's usually close at the end. But this could be a decent fourth quarter. I'm going to go Raiders.
Yeah, it might be a decent game, actually. Absolutely. Because, you know, they say, any given Sunday.
Yep.
Are you up?
I was tempted to just pick the tie because how can you bet on either of these teams to score? But I am going with the Titans on this one.
No ties.
Yeah, I'm going with the Titans.
Got it.
Nice.
Where are we now?
We now, from the 1-4 battle, we move on to 2-4-1 teams, the San Francisco 49ers taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Paul, over to you.
I think the Buccaneers are going to win. I do like what the Niners have done this year with a decent amount of injuries. Brock Purdy out. Mac Jones has done well for them at quarterback. I think Baker Mayfield, if he can keep winning, can win the NFL MVP. It's going to take some work, but the Buccaneers are in great shape. The Bucs.
You take a look at Baker Mayfield's career path, and it is just astounding. So I'm taking Tampa Bay.
John, I want to jump in a little bit. 4 years ago, the Cleveland Browns had Baker Mayfield, and they could have got him for 4 years, less than $120 million. That's $30 million a year, which sounds like a lot of money. It's really not in this NFL. They decided to move a different direction and pay Deshaun Watson twice as much to not play that much. And when he played terribly. That's one of the worst contract decisions in NFL history.
I believe it. I believe it. Where are we? We got a rep. What do we got?
Yeah, we got four games left. I'm going with Tampa Bay in that one as well. We have the Cincinnati Bengals, who just got a new quarterback in Joe Flacco, taking on the Green Bay Packers. That one's going to happen at Lambeau. John, you'll start in this one.
Packers.
Yeah, Packers by a million.
Packers in that one as well. Although
here's a good one.
Could be really funny. On Sunday night football, we have the 4-1 Detroit Lions taking on the 2-3 Kansas City Chiefs. John, you'll start.
All right. I'll go with them one more time. I'll go with the Chiefs.
I like the Lions too much. I think they're going to do it on national TV.
Probably.
I think the Lions save some special plays for this one. I've got Detroit as well. We have a Monday night doubleheader. We have the Buffalo Bills sitting at 4-1, taking on the 2-2 Falcons. That one will be in Atlanta. Paul, over to you.
Buffalo, no problem in this one.
Yep, same here.
I've got the Bills as well, and it's been so long since the Bears have played a football game. They will finally break that drought on Monday night as they visit the Commanders. Biggest game of the week for me. John, you'll start with this.
Why is it the biggest game of the week for you?
I mean, this is a complete revenge game from the Hail Mary last year that completely derailed the season.
Yeah.
There's a lot of emotional weight on this one that I've invested into. So, I mean, I'll start the picks, honestly. I've got the Bears. I need them.
In my mind tells me to take the Commanders, all like the logic says Commanders. But I think the Bears players know, the ones that were there last year, that this was a national embarrassment, the game against the Commanders last year.
Was it ever?
And I think a little bit of payback and to not fall into the rut of what happened last year. So I'm going to go to the Bears, a close one. They steal it at the end.
Okay. I follow Paul. I'm taking the Bears.
Thanks, buddy.
And you've got the Commanders, right, Eli? Is that a way?
No, I took the Bears.
We're all taking the Bears.
We're all taking the Bears. So okay. We're in agreement on a lot of these, but there could still be some movement made in the standings. I'm working on making this a digital format so it's easier for all of us to just throw our picks into.
Listen to this.
So that's still a work in progress, but I'll make it look pretty, and maybe we'll find a way to share that.
Wow.
Yeah, John and I are a little behind on this digital stuff. We still have MySpace pages.
MySpace, wow. I haven't heard that expression. Remember that? MySpace? It was so cool, man. Your MySpace page? Wow.
It's a while.
All right, then. Paul, thank you so much for coming on. And we'll see what happens when we meet again. Thank you.
All right. Go Cubs, go Bears. Talk to you next week.
Yeah, there he is. Paul Pabst.